Hey everyone, and welcome to the show. I was thinking about how we always talk about fresh starts, right? Like new beginnings. And I can't help but think about the women heading to Reno back in the 1930s. Because for them, it was a chance to literally redefine themselves, like they were going for this huge transformation.
It's like shedding an entire life, everything you knew, all the expectations, the
Exactly.
disappointments.
All of it. And for them, it was a real possibility.
It was.
Welcome to the Deep Dives, where we unpack these kinds of stories.
Yeah, and today,
We're diving into historical fiction with 6 Weeks in Reno.
by Lucy H. Hedrick.
And if you love stories about women facing big changes in a world that's changing all around them,
Hit that like button and subscribe.
yes, please do, because we have so many more deep dives to share with you.
We do.
And this book is so much more than just a legal drama. You can find the link to it on Amazon in the description below.
Definitely check it out.
It really digs into resilience and self-discovery and those unexpected connections that you find when everything's kind of falling apart.
It really does.
We're focusing on Evelyn Henderson today.
One of the main characters.
Yes. As she starts her journey to Reno, you actually shared this book with us, so we're excited to break down her first impressions and all the little tensions that start popping up right away.
I love that opening scene at Penn Station. It just drops us right into the chaos.
Right into it.
What struck you most about her arrival?
Just the sensory overload of it all,
Oh, yeah.
She's surrounded by this sea of faces, she says,
Right.
and all the noise, the shouting, the loudspeakers, everything's happening at once.
Makes you feel a little dizzy.
Totally disoriented, and on top of the normal travel stress, she's worried about being recognized.
Oh, that's right.
Imagine wanting to stay invisible in a place like that.
Yeah, it really shows you how much pressure women faced back then just to get a
It
divorce.
was a huge deal.
Huge.
Not just a private matter, it could affect your whole life.
Absolutely, your reputation, your future.
Everything. So when she finally gets on that train,
That must be a big relief.
it's a total shift for her. She talks about the train man helping her, then the Pullman porter showing her to her section,
Yeah.
her own little private space.
With the plush red seats.
Yes, two plush red bench seats facing each other, she says.
I love that detail.
And creates this sense of being enclosed like a little cocoon. But even then, she feels this lump of fear, she
No.
says.
Oh.
It's like this vulnerability of the unknown, and she's going to be sharing that space with a stranger.
It really emphasizes how far she's stepping outside of her comfort zone.
She's leaving everything she knows behind.
And she's got a long journey ahead of her, right?
4 days and 3 nights on that train.
That's a long time to think.
And, she mentions that phrase renovated from Walter Winchell's gossip column.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It's like this catchy little term that makes this huge life decision sound like a quick fix.
Like a makeover.
Right, but for Evelyn, it's so much deeper than that.
So much more.
This wasn't just a whim for her.
And then she meets her section mate, Tessa.
Right, Tess.
What are Evelyn's first impressions there?
Well, Evelyn is very observant and maybe a little judgmental, too.
Oh, really?
The first thing she notices is that Tessa pencils her eyebrows,
Oh.
which is a big no-no at Evelyn's modeling agency. So
Interesting.
right away, there's this contrast,
A visual difference.
And she describes Tessa as plain-featured, wearing this gray tweed suit with a dull pallor.
Wow, she doesn't hold back.
And she even thinks about suggesting makeup to Tessa,
No way.
which says a lot about Evelyn's own sense of style and maybe some social distance there.
It's interesting how she uses these little details to form an opinion about Tessa.
Right.
Maybe it's a way of feeling more in control in this unfamiliar situation, you know?
Yeah, like when you're out of your element, you try to categorize things.
Exactly. Makes sense of it all.
But we soon learn that Evelyn cares a lot about appearances herself.
Oh, really?
She loves wearing fine clothes and hats, using makeup, she says.
Okay.
But for this trip, she chose a more toned-down look, an aubergine sheer wool dress with a matching jacket.
Undercover.
Right. And when Tessa thinks she's much younger than she is,
Which she is, Evelyn's 39.
she gets a kick out of it. She
Right.
credits her looks to Pond's cold cream and staying out of the sun.
Simple but effective.
And their emotional states are totally different, too.
How so?
Tess is completely calm, not the least bit anxious.
Well, Evelyn's a nervous wreck.
Basically, yeah, every little noise makes her jump.
I can relate to that.
And she even assumes all the other women on the train must be freaking out, too.
Projecting her own fears.
Yeah, totally, even though they're all probably going through the same thing.
It shows you how isolating divorce can feel, even when you're surrounded by people.
And then we get some backstory on Evelyn.
Right.
She remembers her mother's disapproval of her Reno plans.
Oh, that's tough.
Her family was very religious, churchy, she calls it.
Okay.
Multiple Sunday services. No work allowed on the Sabbath, not even cooking or sewing.
Wow, that's strict.
Very traditional, and she said she's contemplated all these things.
Meaning she's really thought this through.
She's breaking away from everything she was raised with.
It's a big decision.
It adds another layer to all that anxiety she's feeling.
Yes, definitely. And she starts interacting with other women, too, besides Tessa.
Right.
What do we learn from those encounters?
We get these glimpses into their lives.
Yeah.
Into the reasons they're all headed to Reno.
Right.
There's this woman who cries at every meal.
Oh, gosh.
Evelyn feels for her, even though she doesn't know her story.
That's heartbreaking.
Then there's Tessa, who talks nonstop about her husband's affair.
Oh, no.
With the blonde down the block, she calls her.
Ouch.
But she's so casual about the whole thing.
Really?
She calls it a paid vacation.
Wow. Some people cope differently, I guess.
And then there's Madeline.
Madeline.
Another traveler, Candace, asks her straight up if her husband was unfaithful.
Mm.
Madeline says, if only he were.
Oh, that's ominous.
Later, we find out she's escaping an abusive marriage.
That's awful.
It's a turning point for Evelyn, you know. It shatters any ideas she had about these women and shows how much pain can be hidden beneath the surface.
It really makes you think.
And then Candace turns to Evelyn and asks her about her situation.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Evelyn gives a very edited version of her story. She says her husband, Dean, lost his job 5 years into their marriage.
Okay.
They had to move back in with their parents, and he hasn't worked since.
That's tough.
But she thinks to herself, so much more I could say.
There's more to it.
Definitely, she's holding back.
So why is she really going to Reno?
Deep down, she's filled with this gnawing despair. She says she can't endure my marriage any longer.
Wow.
We hear about her mother trying to talk her out of it, saying she has a good life, and that Dean's unemployment is just a setback.
Temporary.
Right. But Evelyn disagrees in her mind.
Of course.
It's been almost 10 years. The economy is booming. Other professors have found jobs.
She's got a point.
She's tried to be supportive, but Dean's just dour and withdrawn, she says.
She feels like he's given up.
Exactly. She's emotionally drained and feels completely stuck.
So it's not just about the job loss.
No. It's about her own happiness. Her own life.
She wants a fresh start.
She does.
Hmm.
So as we wrap up this first look at Evelyn's journey, what stands out to you?
We see this woman struggling with her past and her present, you know?
That's right.
Torn between what she was taught and what she truly wants.
Absolutely. And her first encounters with these other women open her eyes to a whole range of experiences.
From heartbreak to resilience.
And all leading to the same destination.
It's fascinating.
And she's still hiding her full story.
But we know she's looking for something more than just a legal divorce.
She's looking for freedom.
And she comes from such a different background than some of the other women.
That contrast is really striking.
It is.
So listeners, think about Evelyn right now at the start of this 6-week journey. What resonated with you about her experiences so far?
Can you relate to that mix of fear and hope as she steps into the unknown?
She's hoping for a renovation.
Yeah.
A chance to rebuild her life.
But we know it's not going to be easy.
Not at all. She's already met some incredible women and faced some unexpected challenges.
So what do you think? What are the biggest obstacles she'll encounter in Reno?
What will change her the most?
Let us know in the comments what moments from this first part really grab your attention.
What questions do you have about Evelyn and the other women?
We love hearing your thoughts and predictions.
Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive into the start of Evelyn's 6 weeks in Reno.
We hope you have a better understanding of her journey now.
And until next time, take care.